So you see the sort of principles I'm sketching out, the sort of way of synthesis, of putting together the worldly life and the spiritual life, the bound life and the free life, the hidden life and the found life. That's Mahayana. And because, you see, it ends up in what Frederick Spiegelberg has called the religion of no religion. This is the end of all this, you see, is to get rid of religion. Like when you go to a doctor and he gives you medicine and it cures you, you throw away the bottle. You don't keep on the stuff. So in Tibetan Buddhism, the aim of it really is to transcend Buddhism. So there are what are called the six precepts of Tilopa. Mano Masam Machajing Magam Masam Sprangbabzad. Which means Mano, don't think. Masam, have no mind. Machajing, don't meditate. Magam Masam, don't contemplate. Don't discipline yourself. Keep your mind in its natural state. That's in Sanskrit called sahaja, naturalness. But nobody in the world can practice this. There's nothing you can do. Like saying to someone, now please, be natural. Could you be natural by any imaginable effort or non-effort? You couldn't possibly do it. You have, therefore, you see, before you can be natural and you suddenly have a feeling that you're not natural, that something's wrong with you, you have to do some very unnatural things so as to find again that you can't be unnatural, even if you try very hard to do so. I can't separate myself from the divine unity by any stratagem whatsoever, but I won't know that that's so unless I try very hard to do so. So we all try, you see, very hard to be individuals, and then to be perfect individuals, to be in charge, to be God, to rule ourselves. And as a result, in the end, we find out that that wasn't necessary. It was like putting legs on a snake, as they say in Zen. So one returns then to the natural state, where religion vanishes. And you can't say, when you look at the Bodhisattva, who is the Buddhist ideal, very difficult to distinguish him from an ordinary kind of a secular person.
We've been listening to Alan Watts with part one of the three-part seminar, Wisdom of the Mountains.